This is URN.
The Popular Table Breakdown.
So we are now going to be talking about a very small, tiny little thing.
I heard it was an indie movie.
It's a bit of an indie film. Yeah. One that hasn't, I don't know, I think it's achieved a lot of traction, I don't think.
Not really.
Really niche
I'm
audience.
Really hoping it'll pick up. Cause
I really hope so.
I hear the cast are up and coming.
Yeah, and like, it's, you know, they've done such a good job with going around and casting people of so many different ages. Like, I hear there's like a really young 19-year-old talent who's going to be amazing in it. So it's getting hyped, I think, and it's a good film. I think it's a good film, but then I really like the source material. Like I said, not one that many people have heard of. A tiny little thing called Captain America Civil War. Have you guys heard of this one?
No, I've never heard of it.
No.
Has it been on the news at all, or is it big over in the States?
It's been making the rounds on some social media. I mean, there was a massive Twitter discussion, but I'm sure Tumblr must have talked about something about it, because
a bit, I think. A
little bit.
It kind of just Tumblr became this film.
Oh, really? Oh, that's exciting.
So it's picking up some traction.
It is picking up some traction.
I mean, does it have any good actors in? I don't know about the cast, but I mean.
Well, there's just so many of them that I'm sure one of them's good, you know. Throw enough poo at a wall and something sticks.
Good analogy there. Good analogy. I like it.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
The Madagascar film. There's a lot in there.
Right. In case people think we have all lost our minds, which we have, to be fair. Radio does that to you. We were joking. We do quite love Civil War. And
quite.
That poo reference was probably a step too far. I love all the actors in it.
We completely apologise to all fans. We are fans ourselves.
We are fans ourselves. And if any of the actors are listening, we love you so much.
We're so excited that we just had to throw things at the wall.
We had to do something. The whole premise of Captain America Civil War, without going into potential plot spoilers based on the source material, if we are looking at it purely from the trailers and, oh my God, the trailers.
No.
Oh my God. There is now a concern in the wider Marvel Cinematic Universe that superheroes are becoming too powerful. Or rather, that their actions don't seem to carry enough repercussions. And based on the latest trailer, which is what we will be discussing in just a moment, there's a divide between those who think superheroes need to be regulated versus those who think superheroes need to have the freedom and the agency to decide based on the situation. So kind of controlled bureaucratic centralization on the one hand for the greater good versus we need freedom for the other. You'd be very, very unsurprised to hear that Captain America is all about freedom, you know, hashtag freedom and hashtag patriotism and hashtag America
and hashtag Bucky
and hashtag Bucky. And what is surprising is that Iron Man, who through the course of the films has been shown to be very much his own character and doesn't really believe too much in government. I mean, you know, Iron Man 2, part of the driving force of that plot was he didn't want government control over his suits, is actually in favor of regulation. So that could be an interesting spin to see why that happens. And it's a fascinating discussion. Someone pointed out quite recently that in some ways Batman versus Superman fits the same ideological divide on you know, someone wanting to control unlimited power on the other hand, and the other wanting to act out of the goodness of their heart. But it's, you know, probably not going to be as good as Civil War.
I mean, I think there was a bit of an issue with sort of like the first Captain America, and they thought it was a bit boring and a bit not what a superhero is meant to be. Not what the film was meant to portray.
Sure.
It got better. It certainly got better with the Winter Soldier, and it got involved in.
Winter Soldier is my favorite MCU film.
That's a debatable. Ooh, it's debatable.
God. It's my favorite.
It's favorite. Okay. Well, it's certainly you can agree that it got more involved, because it came after the Avengers, and this one has come after even more
Avengers.
You see, Yeah, you see new characters in the trailer that we have only sort of, if you do look at the Comic-Con things, you will only have seen through Comic-Con and the leaks that are going on.
Not that we do that.
Not that we do that, of course, but I mean, and the trailer sort of hints at things that if you've read in the comics, you'll be like, oh my God, and everyone else will be like, yeah, okay, that's interesting. I mean, I don't know, I liked the trailer, but I feel that trailers give a bit too much away.
Okay.
Especially with the new Batman and Superman that's coming out shortly. Mm-hmm. I feel that's given away far too much.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about Civil War, though, and the thing about Marvel generally, is they've always been very upfront. They've always been, here are the cards on the table. We know you'll like it anyway. And let's face it, I'm still going to go watch the thing. It's not like, oh, I've seen the trailers, I'm done.
I mean, from a personal point of view, really excited about the trailer and the film coming out and stuff. Not having read the comics, I don't feel like it's giving too much away, because I mean, I've got some vague ideas of what's going to happen, but not much more.
I think one of the strengths of the way Marvel's marketing has worked with regards to Civil War is that they've given a lot of shots. They've given a lot of, like, the money shots. They've given away, like, the set pieces in some respects. But at the same time, even if you're familiar with the source material, it doesn't really give away a lot with regards to how the story is going to unfold. There's the basic idea of these two warring sides, Civil War, but it doesn't really go into why this is. I mean, yes, there's the basic motivation behind it, which of course you would need the treasure. You wouldn't want to just have shots of nothing, but it doesn't spoil the story, I feel.
Yeah, and I certainly think that. I think this is a key film for the Marvel series coming up, actually. This is where you get to see spin-offs, the spin-offs, for example, of Black Panther and things that are coming up, and you get to see them in the film in action, not knowing who they are, which means that they can then do the next film, which will be sort of Black Panther, Doctor Strange ones, where you get, and it's just like, it's a way of sort of saying, okay, you've seen them up to a point, now let's go back and see their origin stories, which I think is they've done really, really quite cleverly.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Harry to play a tiny little clip from our cart wall, which is the revelation of a certain character on here. And see if you can figure out who this is.
All right. I've run out of patience. On to Ruth!
Hey, everyone.
Any guesses? Anyone?
I believe he goes by many aliases, including a certain, you know, friendly neighborhood web crawler. He's someone who I have a lot of trepidation. I had, I should actually say, a lot of trepidation about. Because I loved, regardless of what you feel about the storylines with The Amazing Spider-Man and what Sony did with that, Andrew Garfield was pitch perfect.
He was
casting.
Very good. And I'm very upset that he has been axed for...
In a really heartless way.
Really heartless way.
Like, his letter to fans
after he got scrapped,
like, really hurt. Yeah. But that being said, Tom Holland, who is taking over the role of Spider-Man now, is a really talented actor. He's also he's a trained gymnast, so he certainly has the physicality for the role.
His voice doesn't sound right.
Really?
No.
I mean,
really?
I don't like the voice.
In terms of
shallow,
him actually
Harry.
Playing
shallow,
the role.
Very shallow.
I mean, in terms of him actually playing the role, because actors' voices can really change from one part to the next. We've only really heard one sentence.
We heard two words, really.
Yeah.
And what's also very... My main annoyance with this... I mean, I think it's great that he's come in, but I think he's come in at the wrong time. People who have not read the comics will have no idea...
Why he's there,
where he came from. Was he still around when the Avengers were starting their campaign? Well, why did he not join up straight away?
Well, the thing is, he is being cast as a very young Spider-Man.
There's so many rumours.
So he's not going to be, like, this well-established superhero who's coming in. clearly. And even the line of dialogue with Robert Downey Jr., he calls him Underoos, which is, for those who weren't aware, like myself, until I happened to see a factoid pop up on Twitter after the Civil War trailer, it's a brand of underwear for kids. Like kids, young kids. So it's kind of a play on how young he is. So I don't think there's going to be... I know that Marvel have said they're not going to redo the origin story again. Thank you very much. Thank as much God, as I yeah. love it. I don't think Uncle Ben can handle it. He's like, I've died twice already. Don't make me go through this again.
That time, every single time I watch Spider-Man and Uncle Ben dies, I just...
Gets more and more upsetting.
I have to take like a 5-minute break.
You're like me. Completely. So they're not going to redo the origin,
but
they are reintroducing him.
They need to address, and I think this is where fans who again have not read the comics won't understand why he's on Iron Man's team. That's where the trailer is throwing up a load of rumors about how he knows.
But then you know
Iron
what?
Man and,
they may introduce it in the story.
Yeah. Well, they should. But that's the thing, though. We're discussing that, and the fact that we're not discussing it concretely means the trailer's done a good job.
It has done a good job. It has done a very good job.
It's made us excited about it without ruining anything. DC, we're looking at you. I don't like the direction they've taken.
They kept it so under wraps, which was great. And yet, when you look at the other films that are coming out from the Marvel Universe, and there's been leakages of the fact that, and again, anyone who has not heard this, close your ears now. The fact that Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, is appearing in Thor Ragnarok, which I really didn't want to know. I wanted to be surprised when he came out. But
speaking of Thor Ragnarok, how excited I am. I'm thrilled about this. Cate Blanchett's going to have a role in it. And
yes.
I love Cate Blanchett to bits. Like, she can do no wrong. And she's going to be in Thor Ragnarok.
That's good.
I don't care what role she... I care what role she has. I want her to be on screen substantially. Mm. But, she could be anyone for all I care because she's amazing. But yes, coming back again to Civil War. I have to ask, given the fact that this is, yes, it's a superhero film. Yes, it's entertaining. Yes, we are all, to a certain extent, fanboys and fangirls about this.
Speak for yourself.
But I have no idea what you're talking about there, Harry. But what I really like about a lot of the Marvel films, and maybe this is because I'm a student of politics, but I really like a lot of the issues that they deal with.
Yes.
With Winter Soldier, the whole question of surveillance, and can I just say, I love how Captain America, the one superhero who is, you know, created to stand up for America, so anti-establishment. I love that. But the whole notion of surveillance technology with the Winter Soldier, even with Age of Ultron, regardless of how well they did it, you know, the question of artificial intelligence and preemptive strikes and all of that. And you've got a massive one with Civil War, so I have to ask, which side, taking the heroes out of the equation for a moment, because we all have our favorites, and that will, as fans, necessarily obviously play into our decision, but basing it on the fact that on the one hand you have this group who's advocating for control and I would say supervision, versus this other side that's about freedom and the decision to choose, with the fact that can carry some bad consequences. Which side are we on?
Surely as students, we're on the more liberal side.
Which would be the side for freedom, regardless of... Yeah. Well, not regardless of consequences, but bearing in mind that there can be
consequences. Surely I'm not talking for everyone here, but surely as students, we're
on that side. Philosophically and politically, I am on that side. But what do we have? You two are very quiet. Shivani, obviously you can't see this right now because we're coming through the magical medium of radio, but Shivani's actually biting her fingernails. Like, this is a serious...
Because you can't just let people run crazy in the streets protecting whatever vision of truth and justice they uphold to their standards. That's, like, if the police did that, we would not be for it.
But then would you trust the government with it?
But... I don't know.
But the government, you saw in Winter Soldier, the government can be as
problematic.
I want them to just go and do their thing and be free and just save the world and planet and everything. But what if someone turns rogue? That could always happen.
It's an interesting question. Alex?
I'm totally on your side. I mean, I'm both philosophically, politically, and Captain Americanly going with Cap.
Our beloved Capsicle. I love him to bits.
You know, there's obviously, again, this is just rumour, but there's obviously rumour that this could have been his last film.
No, because I say no quite firmly.
Because he says no.
I say no quite firmly because he has already been filming for Infinity War Part 1.
He's only signed on for 3 or 4 years.
He signed on for Infinity War Part 1. He's not signed on for Infinity War Part 2
yet.
Terrifies me.
I think they're just waiting to see sort of
he's a pure cinnamon roll. He's too good for this role.
Yeah.
But I can actually just to touch on that again, Shivani, I actually think you do raise a really interesting point. I mean, it's kind of like, what do you do when you have these beings who are too powered? And, you know, that this is obviously metaphorical and allegorical, but let's take it into the real world. Do you want to regulate, you know, firepower? Do you want to regulate ammunition? Yes, most of us do, actually. And in some ways, this is what they're standing for. So it's a very tricky thing about deciding where you're coming into this. I'm still Team Cap on principle, which breaks my heart because Spider-Man is my favourite superhero of all time, and the trailer would have us believe that at least for a moment he is Team Iron Man.
The argument I bring up is that if you look at it, it's like technology versus morale. Morality.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, the captain is the your conscience and sort of everything combined with what is being a good human being, the perfect human being. And then you've got the idea of 21st century technology, not greed, but sort of the arrogance that comes with human technology, that comes with the creation of constant technology.
I am very curious to see what makes Tony Stark in the film, what makes him take the side he does, because so far he has been extremely anti-control. Even up to the Age of Ultron, he has been very much, this isn't what, like, we need to be free to make our own decisions. There's a hint in the trailer, I'm not going to give anything away, for those who haven't seen the trailer.
There's a very upsetting moment.
There's that extremely upsetting moment in the trailer. There's several upsetting moments in the trailer. It's a very dark trailer, actually.
You know the one I mean.
We know the one.
In fact, the whole trailer is actually quite serious and down.
Yeah.
Up until Spidey shoots some web.
Yeah. So
where he comes from, because that building, there were no big buildings around there for him to swing off. But I was like, that could just be bad editing on the trailer.
It could just be bad editing for the trailer. Yeah. Right. We have reached the end of the show, and I have to say I quite liked having this discussion. I was slightly worried we'd get too carried away, which we didn't for most of it.
Are we going to mention what the collaboration? Should we give the leader?
Yeah, go on then.
Because obviously there are so many Marvel films and DC films coming out, there is going to be a combined effort between culture, pop culture, and film to give you a 3-opinion-wide cross-analysis of all the films that come out over Easter, and we'll be back after the Easter holidays to give you our opinions on it. And there will be some different sides, I can definitely see
that. Oh, yeah.
Best day ever!